HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. Today we are blessed because we have an interview with Dr. Richard London, and I've had some opportunities to chat with Dr. London, and I'm very excited about doing this interview because I think this is going to be a very informative and powerful interview. He has, he's the founder of 14 World Charities. I mean, you have all the letters behind your name, and you have done a lot of different things, and you're building a lot of very fascinating new programs and topics, and I think it's really amazing what you're doing, plus you have this very deep spiritual life. So welcome, Dr. Richard London.
Thank you, Lori. My pleasure. I'm excited to be on your program.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell us, I guess, a little bit about, like, how did you... I've heard an interview, so I know you sort of came into this at birth, but how did you find a way to, I guess, integrate your spirituality with this deep business life that you have as well?
Well, when I was young, I had to keep everything a secret, because when you have intuitive powers, people would tend to think you're crazy. Yes. So I kept it a secret from my parents, my sisters, and everyone around me. But what I realized, and which is really important to your listeners, is that life was really all about me, but not from a place of ego, but from a place of being very, very heart-centered. So even throughout my young life, imagine, I would go out on dates, and I would be able to see when the person was going to die. And I'd go, wow, this is no fun. Yes. So I had to ground myself. So there's this information highway or intuitive highway. Some humans call it the Akashic Records. Others call it the universal mind. But I would only tap into what I call the happy place. Mm-hmm. You know, psychics who work for police departments that go to another place. You know, I want to share something. I wrote a statement. It goes, I'm going to be putting out these flashcards, spiritual flashcards. And I wrote a new one, and I want to share with your listeners right from the start, because mm-hmm. I think it's really important. Be love in every place in your life, and that love and more will radiate back. Be love in every place in your life, and that love and more will radiate back. So that's what life is really about. It's all about you from being heart-centered, and it's all about you radiating this love. And the big term in the world today, as you know, is wellness. And wellness is being whole in mind, body, and spirit. And wellness, listeners, is the most powerful word that exists in the world today. How do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's true, because we get caught up in the other words because they have other definitions that we tend to put towards them. So we get caught up in, wealth, and we get caught up in... even our health. I mean, everything with regards to wellness... It radiates out. It's not something that is specific and held in tight. We don't have any negativity towards wellness.
Right, see, because wellness, the vibrational energy for the two most powerful words that existed on Earth prior to wellness, they were love and peace. That vibrational energy was transferred to this word. And the reason being, wellness is a mainstream word. It is a grounded word that spiritual and non-spiritual people can understand. Because you have financial wellness, you have mental wellness, you have physical wellness, you have wellness in every area of your life. So you listeners out there, if you're involved in a business that has to do with wellness, or want to get involved in a new business, if it's wellness-based and if it's helping other people, guess what? You have a greater opportunity of success. Yes. And, Lori, I'm going to be sharing with your listeners something that if a half a dozen people in the whole world know about and understand, out of the more than 6 billion people, I downloaded from the Akashic Records, which is, to put it in simple terms for your listeners, life's book, or the book of life, that there is a new way to achieve everything you want in life, and it's called the divine game of life with divine rules. And believe it or not, everyone's divine game of life can be individual and different and with divine rules. And I'll give you an example. My growing up, my parents, mother and father, wanted me to follow their game of life. Then I was following my grandparents on both sides, their game of life. Then I was following a religious game of life. Then I was following Earth's game of life. Then I was following U.S. game of life. So I had all these games of life all hitting me, just like meteorites. Yes. And everybody wanted me to follow their game of life. But in reality, there's only one game of life, and that's a divine game of life now in 2012 with divine rules. Doesn't that sound exciting, Lori?
It does.
Yes.
What would some of those divine rules look like?
Okay. Well, first of all, what's the end result? Why would anybody want to have a divine game of life with divine rules? Okay? One of the divine rules would be staying in integrity. Mm. Absolutely, positively. Another one would be staying in the state of appreciation and gratitude. But the ultimate value of anything in life is what brings human beings to this greater level and sense of freedom, absolute freedom, in every area of your life. So the divine game of life with divine rules gives you absolute freedom in every area of your life. Imagine sexual freedom, mental freedom, physical freedom, emotional freedom, freedom in every area that exists in your body, freedom of the heart, freedom of the soul. And that's what the divine game. So you listeners out there, you can laugh about it. Imagine how many games of life you have been playing, especially when the families are very, very complicated. You could be playing 10, 15 games of life at more. And the only game of life you're really supposed to play is your own divine game of life. So the Lori Houston divine game of life, doesn't that sound wonderful?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but humans have not known about it. They've known about the game of life. This term has been used for a long time. But no one has known about the divine game of life because it's just been revealed. And it's revealed at this time because, guess what? This is the time where every person out there, we get to become authentic self. We get to become and live a purposeful life, then move into a divine life. And guess what? Part of this divine game of life, you become your divine self. How wonderful. Your absolute divine self. Yes. Isn't that a wonderful state to be in, Lori?
That would be amazing. Absolutely.
Yes.
I often wonder, and I know you talk a lot about, because you're going to be bringing out books and definitely your website, Doctorate of Business Life and Creating Success and Wealth. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that talk about that. I find that most people talk about it, though, through fear instead of through love or through wellness. They talk about it because of their lack of where they're wanting to be, or their lack of having enough, or feeding into all of the belief systems that are limiting the life that they're living.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because you must be picking up what I'm thinking. I actually downloaded recently. Guess what? When you're feeling fear, you can switch it over, and guess what you can feel? Freedom. Mm. Okay, so let's do an experiment right now. Say I want to go on a plane, and I'm feeling fear of flying.
Right.
So I go, oh, flying, feeling this fear of flying. And then I go, okay, I'm going to feel the freedom of flying. The freedom of flying. I'm floating. How beautiful. Immediately, instantaneously. So, you listeners, you can get out of any fear instantaneously. The word freedom, believe it or not, has a vibrational level of 100 times more powerful than the word fear.
Oh, I believe that, yes.
Yeah, so that's all you have to do is switch words. And it's interestingly enough, what I've realized in my lifetime is that life was all about the poor choice in words that we used in our lives. Yes. And as quickly as changing, feeling freedom of flying, feeling freedom of creating wealth, feeling the freedom of wellness. Guess what you're doing? Without even consciously knowing it, you are releasing. It's a real, real powerful tool. Yes. Freedom is the ultimate power. But again, we're not talking about freedom where somebody controlled you. We're talking about personal freedom where you can have such unlimited creative growth. So fear is really about authenticity. When you're free, you're not in any state of fear in any area of your life because you can't be. So you listeners out there, choose your words wisely. We're in a window, and I think I told Lori this weeks ago, there was a 16-week window that was opened up. I call it by the universe. And in the last 16 weeks, and there's 6 weeks left, humans are allowed to create more in this time period than they have ever done in their entire lives. Why is this possible? Nicely enough, I always have to know why. I'm very, very grounded. In 1899, the Earth's pulse was tested. It was 7.8 cycles per second, or hertz. Now it's in excess of 13. So every day is equal to 1 year of what we call human time. So humans are trying to keep up with the pulse, and the pulse, and the Earth has a pulse much like the heartbeat and the pulse of a human being. So we're trying to catch up with this pulse. And in doing so, time is moving faster. Humans are making decisions. So say it would take a company 6 months or a year to make a decision. They're making a decision in days or weeks. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of listeners out there who want to create relationships. Is that correct?
There are, definitely.
Yes. So guess what, listeners out there? Every relationship that you can create right now, 2012, March, can be a divine relationship. See, there were three types of relationships in the world. Mm-hmm. And I analyzed all my relatives' relationships, and they were all a relationship, either karmatic or conflicted.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. We will actually come back from break. We will talk about that because that sounds actually quite fascinating, because I've heard of karmic and then the soul relationship, so I'm looking forward to that. So we're going to go to our first break.
Great.
You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Dr. Richard London. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, city. Sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. It leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were finding. Wish I knew.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston, and today I have guest Dr. Richard London. And right before the break, he started talking about divine relationships. And, of course, we have a lot of people that like relationships, including myself. And so I'm very curious to hear what you have to say about relationships.
So because of this move to the universe is using the word the ascension. I like using the word to humans are moving into their divine self. Mm. So the world will be a world that is based on a woman's world. Yes, Mother Nature and women. There will be 70% women on Earth and only 30% men. Mm. Because women have adapted to this divine self process a lot easier than men. So you can create a divine relationship now because that door was opened by the universe. So what does that mean? Is that your divine soulmates are now coming to the surface. Just as your listeners are suffering with wealth problems,
yeah,
health problems, emotional problems, at the same time, a lot of positive things are opening up, like this window that I just explained. But the biggest window as far as relationship is all your soulmates are now surrounding you. Most soulmates are within an hour's distance. You can have soulmates that exist in other parts of the world. So the door is open. So imagine a circle around you are all your soulmates. And all these soulmates now are divine soulmates. So what does a divine soulmate look like? Yeah. As you know, humans sometimes make poor choices in relationships, right, Lori? Yes.
That's a good word, sure.
So.
They're all now, about learning, but yes.
Yeah. Now, physically, the person may not be entirely what you expect, mm-hmm. okay? Because remember, these soul connections that you've had with other people, they had other physical bodies. They were tall, they were short, they were skinny, they were medium, and they were larger, okay? So don't look so much at the physicalities, but be open. And that's the first step, is just be open. When people are dating in their 20s, even in their 30s, they tend to be lighter. Yes. They're not firm on exactly what they want generally. Mm-hmm. But when you get in your 40s and your 50s and 60s, and if you're dating, you have all these expectations. I want him to be tall. I want him to be handsome. I want him to be beautiful. I want them to be successful. You have all these rules, okay? So start off with no rules other than you want to have a spiritual connection. Mm-hmm. The women in the world have grown, and they know when a woman is connected spiritually with a man, guess what? The relationship has the greatest possibility of divinity. Did you know that?
Definitely.
Yeah. When the woman has strictly a sexual connection with a man, that's all they're going to get. Yes. Women have to be connected. Men are very, very visual. And they could be connected to a woman just because she's pretty or she has a nice body or something of that nature. That's because men have not grown generally as rapidly as women in this spiritual intuitive world that we live in. So guess what? There's no more karma in the future. There's no more conflicted relationships in the future. There are only divine. And, okay, why? Why is this happening now? It's happening now because everything is moving in that direction. So you have divine coaching. You have divine parenting. You have divine law. You have divine medicine. You have divine wellness. Every aspect of life is moving into the direction of divinity. Why? Because we're going from a knowledge-based world into a wisdom-based world. Okay. So why is that important to you listeners? It's important because wisdom works every time for everyone. Mm-hmm. And in the world we live in today, and your listeners are looking for solutions, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, the quick fix.
Yeah. So the quick fix in the world today is wisdom. And I'll give you an example. I created the first life path that has ever existed on Earth. It's called becoming a wellnesser. There was never a life path before. There was a path that people created in their minds. I want to be a millionaire. I want to be a billionaire. Yeah. Now it's I want to be a wellnesser. First of all, wellness air vibrates at 1,000 times higher than becoming a millionaire and a billionaire. How do you like that?
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So what do you get? See, we live in a world, how is this benefiting me? Yes.
Right.
So becoming a millionaire, you get 1 million units of some type of monetary value. Billionaire, 1 billion units of some type of monetary value. Wellness air. You get wellness, wealth, love, peace, spirituality, and abundance and balance. So there are no limits. You can create whatever you want with no limits. Yes. So if you put those three words on a piece of paper, and I have, and I've shown it to people, choose whatever you want. Everyone chooses. They wanting to become a wellness air. Yes. So we live in this spiritual world with so much information. Is that not correct, Lori?
Absolutely, yes.
Do you ever get confused about everything that everybody's sharing?
I get to the point where it's best if I just don't, like I just don't listen, not listen, but I don't, I try to get my answers first, and then if I want confirmation, then I'll talk to somebody, but I'd rather not get their interpretation first.
Right. See, when my daughter was growing up, let's see, at 5 years old, she came to me and she said, Daddy, my daughter's name is Nicole Marie, she says, Daddy, I want to babysit. At five.
At five?
Yeah. And I go, Nicole, you're a baby. And her next words, I can do it, Daddy, I can do it. And then I noticed that she had little babies jumping all over her. Hmm. The reason was she has a high concentration of the love hormone. Hmm. Yes. So children to this day, she has three children of her own. They just love and adore her. So I started teaching my daughter at 5 years old in a program which ultimately became the Doctorate of Life. Mm. And imagine being 17 years old, having your Doctorate of Life, no matter if you're a male, female, gay, lesbian, or whatever, just a human being, male or female, having a Doctorate of Life. And this is really important that you listeners know, is that unfortunately, we were lied to by many of our teachers, by our parents, by our friends, by the world itself. Nobody ever told you. Life is really all about you coming from the place of being heart-centered and not the ego. So if you were taught to have a Doctorate of Life at 17, here's what would have happened. You would have made clear decisions in your life. And I want to share something. This is really important. Your past is in stone, and I say this all the time. Your future is in paper. So there is no place in the Akashic Records or any place in the world that has your death date on there.
Right.
Yes. You have the ability right now to create the life you desire and put it in paper and design it. Not your past, because your past is in stone. So knowing this, what's going to make that happen for you? What's going to make it happen for you is your ability to make clear decisions in your life. Okay? Lori, have you talked with people and they've said to you, look at all the mistakes I've made in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I hate that word.
I know.
Yes. Mistakes. Nothing in life is a mistake. It is an experience. And if it's negative, guess what? You don't want to ever go there. Yes. So having a doctorate in life at the age of 17, at the age of 30, at the age of 40, at the age of 50. And I have a client of mine. She paid me her family's retirement to work with her son for the next years to come. He decided not to go to college and to spend his life in other endeavors. He's good with communication. He's good with his hands. So she wants her son, by the age of 21, to make clear, definitive decisions in his life, which he is making now because I'm working with him. But by the age of 21, he will never, ever have to work again in his entire life. And his life will be a life of divinity, of living a divine game of life. In the world today, are there a lot of 21-year-olds who are living the divine game of life? No.
No.
Were there a lot of 21-year-olds when I was 21? No. In the future, will there be? Yes. And I'm going to share something with your listeners.
Before you go, we're going to actually have to take a break. So we're going to take next break, and we will talk. We will come back and talk about that. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. with Lori Houston and Dr. Richard London on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Hi, I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson, astrophysicist and host of Star Talk Radio. Join me every week where I have celebrity guests, experts, and comedic co-hosts, where our task is to bring the universe down to Earth.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in this. Lower the curtain down, all right. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you would find? And it's something quite peculiar, something shimmering and white. It leads you here despite your destination under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were finding? Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were finding? Wish I knew what.
The life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. And today I have Dr. Richard London. Now, he has a whole bunch of websites. He's doing a lot of great work, but the two websites I think that will give you a deeper spiritual connection with him are artistoflife.com or iloveyoumotherearth.com, and both of them are beautiful websites that have lovely messages and beautiful imagery to go with the message. They're very beautiful. This will allow you to get a deeper feeling and connection with some of the work that he's doing. But right before the break, we were talking about learning how to, become a wellness there or have a doctorate of life. And you were going to tell us about 10 things or what you're working with the 19-year-old on.
Yes, he's 18 years old. Yeah, he's 18 years old, and by the age of 21, he will never ever have to work again in his life. He's going to make clear decisions. He'll be one of the top motivational speakers because that's where I see him going in the world. And the nice thing about it, and the reason I'm sharing it, whether or not you're 18, whether or not you're 28, 38, 48, 58, 68, 78, 88, you can do the same thing. What I learned about life, the youngest person I worked with was my daughter, Nicole Marie, the oldest, an 85-year-old person. He had been married 7 times, middle child, never had enough money, sex, love, anything in his life. And from 85 to 90, he received everything. So what I've learned in life, it's not how much time you have to experience life. It is the quality of the experience that matters. So to get your doctorate of life at 40, 50, 60, 70, 80s, it is a real gift. Lori, have you ever heard anyone saying, now I know everything and now I'm going to die?
Well, when I hear the people that say, now I know everything, I stay very far away from them. But not a lot of people say, now I'm going to die, but yes.
Yeah, I've heard that expression, now I know everything and now I'm going to die. And I've often thought, okay, you should have that experience, this great wisdom, during your life so you can enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And really, believe it or not, I want you listeners to go to Google and go to Google Images and pull out the Tree of Life and look at the Tree of Life, because that's really what your life was supposed to be like. It was supposed to be like the Tree of Life, always growing, always prospering. And I know you're laughing out there, listeners, and saying, my life surely wasn't that. It was like a roller coaster. So why did it become a roller coaster? It became a roller coaster because your fears, your blocks, your unhealthy agreements, and your veils. So what's a veil? Sexual abuse, mental abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, murder, abandonment. These are veils. And what does an unhealthy agreement look like? When I was a little boy, and I'm sure Lori, and like most of us, probably 95% of all humans made this one agreement. I will do everything possible, even if it causes me mental, physical, and emotional abuse, to be loved by my parents. Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. If we were in a class right now, you would probably all raise your hands, right, Lori?
Mm-hmm. Not well, if we were being honest, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But guess what? Those agreements, every agreement you made, you can change. And that's part of becoming a wellness heir, is that I help humans discover all the unhealthy agreements that they've made, and then we change those agreements and we make them healthy. My daughter, Nicole Marie, she had only 7 unhealthy agreements. The most I've ever seen anyone have in my lifetime to date is 186 agreements.
Oh, dear.
So what does that mean? That means if a person made 10 unhealthy agreements or 20 or 50 or 100 or 200 unhealthy agreements, until you change those agreements, guess what your life looks like? Your life looks exactly like those agreements,
right?
But they're unhealthy agreements. Another agreement that humans make is to be not enough. I have a saying on my wall I'm looking at with a big love on it, supersize your life forever. There are people who go to McDonald's, and McDonald's wants them to supersize their meal.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather see the listeners their life forever. Can you imagine supersizing your life forever? That's phenomenal to be able to supersize your life. So what does it mean to live a supersized life? What it means is that you live in absolute creative clarity. Yes. How many people do you know, Lori, who lives in absolute 100% creative clarity?
I I love the term.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great term because it comes from a different place than, you know, creating your world, because we're so unclear about the world that we want to create. And so creative clarity is beautiful.
Yeah, see, this is the direction. Okay. Do you talk a lot about fifth dimensional worlds on your show?
Not a lot. I mean, we certainly talk about the angelic realms and we had, yeah, I would say probably not a lot. I try to get people, mostly I'm trying to get people to be more authentic and to move into their hearts, but to, you know, to really become more authentic and recognize the masks and where they're coming from, which is mostly out of fear instead of love.
Okay. So I'm going to share something with your listeners that very few people in the world know. So let's talk about the heart.
Mm.
The human heart is the center of our entire existence, both physically and mentally. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why, listeners? And I'm going to share something with you. The heart, I and the majority of people in the world, we were taught that the heart has four chambers, the right atrium, the left atrium, the right ventricle, and the left ventricle. Guess what, listeners? The heart has nine chambers. Yes, nine chambers. So what does that mean? Is that all these experiences that you've had in your life, all that negative energy, guess where it went? It went into the one of the nine chambers, and it is built up. And when this negative energy builds up, guess what is creative? Disease. Yes. So it is my belief that the majority of human beings suffering with disease, it is because of this energy in one or more of the nine chambers of the heart. Now, if you walk down the street and you trip over a rock and you break your arm, that's not a disease.
No.
And it wasn't caused by negative energy in a chamber of your heart. It was caused either by accident, or you weren't looking, or somebody placed this big giant rock in front of you and you tripped over it. Yes. So here's what your listeners can do. Is every night that I go to sleep, I go into the first chamber, to the second chamber, and I release this negative energy. So you can take your left hand closest to your heart, and what you could do is, let's do it right now. I'm in the first chamber, and you're in the first chamber of your heart. You take your left hand, and you push the negative energy out. You go to the second chamber, push the energy out. And you do it in all nine chambers. And I guarantee you, when you wake up in the morning, you're going to feel wonderful.
Nice.
So can you eliminate all negative energy in doing it once? No. Imagine how many negative thoughts you might have had in your life. 10,000?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So does it mean you're going to have to do it 10,000 times? No. But you're going to have to do it, and you'll know intuitively when all the stuff is gone. And even when it's gone, you need to continue to do it. Yes. So nine chambers of the heart. Isn't that fascinating, Laura?
It is fascinating. Very.
Yes.
We're going to go to our last break.
Okay.
When we come back, I think we were going to talk about the symptoms of inner peace. So that should be also a great little topic.
We're going to talk about the symptoms of inner peace.
All right. So you are listening to Intuitive Soul. My guest today has been Dr. Richard London, and he has, again, a lot of information out there. Probably the most beautiful websites that I've seen are artistoflife.com and iloveyoumotherearth.com. And we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul every weeknight from 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura, and Kira. Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lehrer. Life by Number with Celeste, Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually speaking, radio for the soul. Spirit Guide Radio on New Sky Radio. New horizons, no boundaries.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. As he goes left and you stay right.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. And today we have Dr. Richard London. And we've been talking about some really fascinating things. You know, I think we're probably going to have you come back because we have just basically skimmed the surface, I'm sure, and we could have a lot more discussion on a lot more topics. But I think we're going to probably end the evening or the interview with the symptoms of inner peace.
Yes. So you listeners out there, grab a piece of paper. So I'm going to give you an actual 12 symptoms of inner peace, and when answering, it has to be immediate, either yes or no. So symptoms would be just like cold symptoms. If your nose is running, it's running, and that would be a yes. If it's not running, that would be a firm no. So remember, when you're taking tests of this nature, it's always a firm yes or a firm no. If you have to think about it, guess what? It's generally a no. So why is it important to know the symptoms of inner peace? It's important because if you're expressing these symptoms of inner peace in your life, guess what? You're there. Yes. And what does there look like? That means you're moving into authenticity. You're moving into your divine self. Because before anybody can move at that level, you must have inner peace. I took this test myself, and I scored 100% on it. So I was in complete inner peace. It took me to do these 12 questions about less than 10 seconds. So I was really clear in my decisions. So the first symptom of inner peace, tendency to think and act spontaneously rather than from fear based on past experience. Tendency to think and act spontaneously rather than from fear based on past experience. Two, an unmistaken ability to enjoy each moment. An unmistaken ability to enjoy each moment. Three, loss of interest in judging other people. Loss of interest in judging other people. An important one, number four, a loss of interest in judging self.
Hmm.
A loss of interest in judging self. Five, a loss of interest in interpreting the actions of others. Five, a loss of interest in interpreting the actions of others. Six, loss of interest in conflict. Loss of interest in conflict. Seven, this is a big one, loss of ability to worry.
Wow.
Loss of ability to worry. This is a very serious symptom. Eight, frequent overwhelming episodes of appreciation. Frequent, overwhelming episodes of appreciation. By the way, listeners, staying in the state of appreciation and gratitude is a natural law. We should appreciate and be in gratitude of everything that happens in our life every minute. So frequent, overwhelming episodes of appreciation is number eight. Number nine, contented feelings of connectedness with others in nature. Contented feelings of connectedness with others in nature. 10, frequent attacks of smiling through the eyes from the heart. All through this session, talking with Lori Houston, I've had frequent attacks of smiling through the heart, through the eyes from the heart. Yes, definitely. 11, increasing tendency to let things happen rather than to make them happen. Increasing tendency to let things happen rather than make them happen. 12, increased susceptibility to love extended by others as well as the uncontrollable urge to extend it. Increased susceptibility to love extended by others as well as the uncontrollable urge to extend it. So the way you grade it, each one is worth 8 points approximately. So if you scored 10 out of the 12 in yes and two no's, that means you're in 80% inner peace. So each value would have an 8 value to it. It's approximate. So you listeners out there, if you have 50% inner peace, that means you only have 50% more to go.
Yeah, there you go.
If you have 60, 70, you have 40, 30% more to go. And does that mean years of struggle? No. You could move from 60% inner peace or 70 or 80% inner peace to 100% inner peace. You can move now in the matter of weeks. So to be in a state of inner peace, what does it mean to you? It means the greatest hope. And remember, The greatest disease in the world, Lori, to your listeners, is not heart disease. It's not diabetes. It's the sense of this human hopelessness. Mm-hmm. And inner peace drives hope in your soul. Can you imagine that? The driving force of inner peace is hope. Because every person I've ever met, including myself, my state of inner peace creates this ball of energy, which humans know as hope. And I'm going to share a big lesson with your listeners out there. Is I'm going to quickly give them, I know you just have a few minutes, is that correct?
We have less than a minute, actually.
Okay, real quickly, the four steps to creating miracles: trusting yourself and others, faith. In the state of faith, there grows a flower. It's called hope. Imagine the flower of hope being a vine. On the other side of that vine is miracle making. So trust, faith, and hope in miracles. So I want to leave with your listeners, failure is not an option in 2012. You can attain everything you want in 2012. It's all open to you. So why don't you start making miracles in your life? Because guess what? You are a miracle. Lori's a miracle. I'm a miracle. So let's continue to make other miracles just like we are.
Nice.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you very much. This has been a wonderful interview. I've loved chatting with you and creating that connection. And really, people, take an opportunity to look at his websites, artistsoflife.com or iloveyoumotherearth.com. You've been listening to Dr. Richard London on Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.